I do believe that looking at the compromise, it probably is in that range. So 1.3 to 1.5 kind of range to look at, you know, that's splitting the difference for the most part, but also taking care of a number of projects. And this was going to be the year to really look at infrastructure. I mean, every year it's a, you know, the bonding bill is an infrastructure bill, but this is looking at water and wastewater and really core projects that make a difference throughout the state. And so the Austin project definitely is in there. So you know, as one of those top priorities. So I'm hopeful that the $19 million, we don't necessarily have a good way to scale that back. You know, the overall project is $78 million. So we are asking for a sizable amount from the bonding bill, but it's also a, you know, a good balance so that, you know, about a fourth of the amount comes from the state when three-fourths is coming from non-state funds. So I think it's really important to keep that in mind. It's a big amount, and we'd be very appreciative and thankful for the state to be able to be our partner to that extent. But we know that there are many projects out there looking for support. But that's why it's important to do a bonding bill, because every time anybody has a project, once those projects start getting taken care of and get done in the bonding bill, then the next year other projects can be added to the list. And we know that we always will have projects that are necessary throughout the state. And it's also necessary to come up with projects that will get the most votes. So, you know, Senator Sparks and I certainly are supportive of the Austin project, but I know Senator Sparks also represents Albert Lee. And they have a number of projects also in the bill that were in the original bill in the House. So it's very unfortunate that those did not get passed.